Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, November 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Mario Party DS. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depth of Wikipedia, exploring fascinating topics that shape our world, culture, and technology. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're taking a nostalgic trip back to the playful and often competitive world of Mario Party DS. We're about to unravel what makes this game, released way back in the golden year of 2007, still a thrilling subject for gamers and nostalgia seekers alike. So whether you're a veteran player who spent hours gathering stars with Mario and his friends, or someone new to the world of Nintendo's party classics, strap in for a journey that combines innovation, simplicity, and fun. Released for the Nintendo DS, Mario Party DS carved its niche in the handheld gaming universe by bringing the multiplayer board game experience to your fingertips. It's intriguing, isn't it, how a game can transform the dynamics of a social get-together? Let's take a moment to set the scene. Picture a world where your favorite Mario characters, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Yoshi, are shrunk down to pocket-sized versions of themselves. They're thrust into a world surrounded by giant pencils and erasers, battling it out against Bowser and his comical crew in order to reclaim the stolen mini-stars. What's fascinating about this game, and I want you to really think about this, is how it managed to retain the feel of a family board game while integrating the technology of the Nintendo DS. Mario Party DS introduced a slew of mini-games. Oh, those mini-games that players could engage in using the stylus and microphone of the DS. The creativity of these games was quite groundbreaking at the time. Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever considered how the tactile interaction of touching and blowing into a device can enhance a gaming experience, making it more immersive? One of the unique aspects was how Mario Party DS utilized both the innovative features of the Nintendo DS and the communal spirit of party games. The dual screens provided a canvas for more complex graphics and interactive play. The inclusion of a microphone to blow, shout, or whisper commands brought a layer of physical engagement. Perhaps you can reflect on how these advancements have impacted the way we view multiplayer games today. Now here's a little real-life anecdote for you. I vividly remember being at a family reunion, kids gathered in a circle, fervently competing in one of those intense mini-games. Each child held their own DS, and for a moment, the living room was filled with laughter and shouts, friendly competition at its best. It's funny how a handheld device can stick in our memories, much like a board game, forever forging bonds among players. But let's not forget the narrative. In this game, Bowser's mischief is at an all-time high. He tricks Mario and his friends, shrinking them down and causing chaos. Why do you think stories like these resonate so well within party games? Is it the simple promise of good versus evil, or perhaps the eccentric thrill of seeing something familiar in a whole new light? Consider this. Despite the competitive nature of Mario Party DS, the essence of the game lies in its friendly, approachable competition, which is rare. This game flip-flops between cooperative and competitive modes, making each session a new adventure even today. That's quite a feat for a handheld console, wouldn't you say? As we continue exploring, here's a thought. How do elements like the stylus-driven minigames or the multiplayer board challenges prepare players for unexpected scenarios, making the game both a casual and profound experience depending on who you play with? It's fascinating to ponder how a simple handheld game can offer such depth and variety in social play. And now, for the biggest question of all, is nostalgia enough to keep these games alive in our hearts? Or will new innovations in technology continually see us returning to such classics out of interest and novelty? The fact that we're discussing Mario Party DS all these years later suggests there's something timeless about it, something that merits conversation and thought. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a call to action. I encourage you to revisit the classics if you haven't in a while. Dust off your DS and dive back into those star-speckled minigames with a friend, or perhaps introduce someone new to the magic of Mario Party DS. See how their eyes light up at the first minigame start, and how the thrill of winning a star creates an atmosphere that connects like no other. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Wikipodia. I hope that our little jaunt into the world of Mario Party DS has not only evoked a sense of nostalgia, but has prompted deeper reflection on how technology weaves into the fabric of social gaming. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep gaming.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Mario Party DS. Thanks for listening. See you next time.